Once again, Paul, thank you very much. Here's a certificate saying that we hereby present this certificate of appreciation for being an outstanding citizen and a member of the Pickwa Civic Band. Thank you, Paul.
One more comment. I didn't think about me getting in the program. I'm the only one in this band who was under the baton of the founder of this band, Phil Gates.
We're going to do our drawing at this time, so if you get your lucky tickets out. And this week we are giving away both a baker's dozen of donuts from Albrecht's and also a gift certificate to George's Dairy. All right, so first for the donuts, 890203. 890203. Oh, we got one right here in the center. We'll bring those out to you in just a second. And for the gift certificate to George's. Helps if I give him the ticket basket. Okay. You're not going to believe this. 890204. 890204. You want me to redraw? Is it hers? Okay, we'll redraw, all right? It was his wife's. So. All right, yeah, someone said this will be like a daughter or something. All right, 890072. 072. Over there, all right, we will bring down your gift certificate over there. Thank you so much. Once again, we want to thank Albrecht's and George's Dairy Barn for their sponsorship and for helping us with these giveaways. And again, take a moment, look at those sponsors in your program because they help to make these concerts possible. Moving right along, we're going to take a look at a piece of music now that is jazz influenced. This was originally written for the Canadian Brass, and the story goes that the Canadian Brass had a command performance to play for Queen Elizabeth, and they wanted to play one of their favorite songs, When the Saints Go Marching In, and one of her favorite songs, the Hallelujah Chorus, and they didn't have time for both. And so they asked their chief arranger to try to put the two tunes together. The result is this is the Saints Hallelujah.